I'm joined again by Dr. Charon Kim, who is a multi-instrumentalist, and she's going to tell us about a lot of stuff that's going on. First of all, let me ask you, you're a multifaceted musician. You're performing both a harp concerto and a piano concerto. What are the rewards and challenges of performing these works on one program?
Performing two concertos on different instruments in one program is both deeply rewarding and uniquely demanding. The harp and piano inhabit distinct physical and sonic universes, one fluid and luminous, the other grounded and resonant. Shifting between them requires more than stamina. It depends on conscious reorientation of a musical identity and inner listening. The central challenge is to honor each instrument's unique character while forging a unified artistic voice. Yet this very tension becomes the reward. It allows contrasting expressions of beauty to illuminate one another, offering the audience a single evening rich in multiplicity and human depth.
What is the historical significance of your playing two different instruments and two different concertos on one concert?
For a musician, this performance carried significant artistic and philosophical weight. The concerto tradition has long emphasized mastery on a single instrument as the pinnacle of solo artistry. Presenting two instruments challenges that model and redefines the soloist as one who can inhabit multiple musical realities at once. For me, this is not merely versatility, but an act of integration, uniting distinct historical and expressive languages into a single narrative. The harp and piano each speak their own truth. Together, they demonstrate both difference and a deeper unity in the human search for meaning through sound. In our time, such performances signal a move toward more fluid conceptions of artistic identity.
Tell us about the program itself. What is the artistic concept?
This program, titled The Ceremony and Conviction, launches Symphony City's season, The Long Road, Music in Search of Peace. At its heart, the concept examines how music bears witness to uncertainty while articulating resilience, faith, and purpose. Instead of presenting peace as an effortless state, the program unfolds as an intentional journey that begins in ceremony and conviction, allowing music to function as both proclamation and meditation on core human values. This idea echoes the life of Jesus, who revealed peace not as escape from conflict, but as a transformative presence of hope, truth, and restoration within difficulty. Music thus becomes a space that awakens awareness of a peace deeper than circumstance.
Does the artistic concept align with your own artistic philosophy?
Yes. Music has always represented more than aesthetic beauty for me. It is a fundamental means of reflection, human connection, and philosophical exploration. The portrayal of music as a journey embracing tension, beauty, and hope simultaneously speaks directly to my own artistic convictions. I'm naturally drawn to programs that encourage contemplative depth rather than surface reaction. This season's focus on reflection over reaction resonates strongly with my belief that art should lead us toward greater inner clarity and wholeness.
What is the highlight of the program, if any?
For me, the highlight resides in the dynamic contrast and dialogue that shape the entire program. The harp and piano concertos each contribute a distinct philosophical voice, one more ethereal and inward, the other more declarative and structured, enriching the evening's exploration of conviction and expression. This moment holds special significance because it is only the second known instance of single soloist performing both instruments, harp and piano, with orchestra on the same stage. After first realizing this vision with the National Philharmonic of Venezuela last year, presenting it now in the United States as an American citizen feels especially meaningful. In the end, the true highlight is the way personal journey, instrumental contrast, and overarching narrative unite into one cohesive artistic statement.
Tell us about the Symphonicity Orchestra in Virginia Beach and your collaboration with them.
Symphonicity stands as an inspiring ensemble serving as the resident orchestra of Virginia Beach. Beginning this collaboration with them has already been profoundly rewarding. When they invited me to perform this exciting program for our upcoming concert this October 4th, I felt truly honored. Maestro Daniel Booth has such a perceptive, striking approach to music, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the stage with him. What moves me most is the heart and dedication these musicians bring to their work. They've created an environment that is both artistically excellent and deeply human, reminding us all how music truly unites people.
Is there anything else we missed? We want to talk about something else?
I would simply add that programs like this echo why music retains enduring importance in human life. In seasons of uncertainty, music creates a vital space for reflection, authentic connection, and inner healing. It enables us to engage complex and often contradictory emotions with honesty and grace. My hope is that audiences will not only appreciate the performance, but will also sense an invitation into a larger journey, one of ceremony, conviction, and ongoing search that reaches far beyond the boundaries of the concert itself.
Thank you very much, Dr. Charon Kim, who is a multifaceted musician who's performing both a harp concerto and a piano concerto on the same program.